dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream. To dream, let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Hello, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. So great to be with you. And yeah, let's bump up the volume there. I like me some sound. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like, oh, you knew I was heading with that. Let's talk a little bit about motivation. Well, I'm going to tell you something that really motivated me. Hello. So my book just won 2 awards, and I'm just so psyched and stoked about that. It won the National Independent Excellence Award for the Motivational Book of 2013, and it also won the Sponsor Award, the Missy Bystrom Sponsor Award, which came with a very lovely package. So I'm just so psyched that something I produced created something like that in response. And I also have to say the timing is quite the perfect. Why is it perfect? Because I am in the midst of writing my second book. It's true. And I think that it's going to be launched in about a month. That's what I'm feeling time-wise. So most people actually have deadlines for their books. Sorry, I don't. My books give me their deadlines. They really do. They become this entity. So it's so cool. I'm in the midst. Like, it's happening. I'm starting to see the light, which is a fabulous feeling. And then to get these awards for my first book, it just makes me feel so good and inspired. And I do want to talk about overviews of motivation, because achieving goals is not about discipline. It's about motivating yourself. It's about keeping it fun. And it's about keeping your focus on your goals. It's a very interesting thing when you're so hungry for something. Sometimes that hunger can make us have really big expectations and really actually impatient for results. And I also want to say that sometimes it makes sense that we're impatient, because sometimes it takes what it takes. I really have experienced this. So don't expect quick results. Let go of all expectations, because a dream does have a life of its own. And if you want to, for instance, lose weight, just give it time, 1 pound at a time, and you'll get there. If you want to run a marathon, it's 26.2 miles. You're not going to do it overnight. Trust me, I've done 2 of them. So if you're going to do a marathon, you train, don't you? In fact, I trained both times for 8 months. That's what it took. It takes months of proper training. Don't give up. Give it time. Be happy with your progress, your ability to stick with your goals, and results will come. May not be on your timetable, but they will come. It's really good, too, to break goals into smaller, manageable goals. Why? Because it's hard sometimes to maintain motivation for a long while. But the solution to that is have smaller goals within your goal. Break it down so you're always achieving, 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 achieving. Reward yourself. Oh, yes, I said reward yourself, darling. On your list of goals or mini goals, next to each one, write an appropriate reward. You may not say, go on a trip to the Bahamas. That may not be working for you, but it could be watch favorite movie, or something appropriate like go visit somebody that you're very connected to but haven't spent time with. Or go somewhere you've always wanted to visit, like an amazing museum or a park, or spend time with animals. Whatever really fills your soul, make sure to reward yourself often, because you are working hard. Play hard, too. Now find inspiration. On a daily basis, tap in, tune in. Hey, here's my radio show. You could listen to me. You could listen to all my guests. You could go on my website, DeborahDashinger.com, and you can listen to 7 years of radio shows. You won't get bored. You need inspiration. It's there for you. So there are blogs. There are success stories online. There are friends, magazines, books, quotes, photos. This radio show, yes, get inspiration. Buoy yourself up, right? Stay afloat. Keep your emotional energy up, up, up. It's really good and it's so important. Get a coach. Take a class. Coaches, classes, healers, they keep you motivated, learning, going in the right direction, moving, taking action. And have powerful reasons. Why do you want this dream? Why do you want to achieve or accomplish this goal? What's that about? Write it down. Know your reasons. And then you will really, really desire the goal. Keep it in mind what you're headed towards. Now, those urges to quit, just beware of them. When you have urges to quit, have a plan beforehand and know what you're going to do if that happens. So plan ahead. There's that saying that is, fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So always plan. Having a plan in place can totally keep you on track. Never skip 2 days in a row. If you miss one day, okay, no worries. You didn't take action or you didn't do what you said you'd do. You kind of broke your commitment to yourself. Hey, go easy on yourself. But on the second day, I'm going to come out there and get you. Then don't let it go, because second day, come on. Then you're going to start shifting into procrastination. You don't want to do that. That's when you step in and say, no, I'm not missing 2 days in a row. I get started. Just get started. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Visualize your goal clearly on a daily basis for at least 5 minutes. It can be done awake. It can be done while you drift off to sleep. See the successful experience, feel, taste. On every sense level, just experience the successful outcome. And you in it, you at the dream come true, you living the goal accomplished. Keep a journal or a list of your goals and action steps and look them over every day. Where am I at in my action steps? Listen, for my book, please don't think that I'm just sitting down at a computer and chipping away or typing away. I have a list. I have a list of my action steps. You better believe it. I would be lost without it. So today I made giant headway, which was thrilling. And then I looked over my action steps and I knew the next thing to take and the next thing to take and the next thing to take. It is absolutely helping me move ahead very quickly and keeping me on track, which is so important. Think positive. If you have negative thoughts, well, you'll tune in and listen to our guest tonight. Other than that, just squash them. Listen, what we do with our attention is everything, right? Where I put my attention is everything. Now, if negative thoughts are begging for your attention and you're giving it to them, well, you're going to stay there, live there. You're going to start experience that. You're going to see through the filter of that. However, if instead you keep yourself surrounded by positive places, people, things, conversation, radio shows, then you're aware of the self-talk. Positive thinking is really very potent. So remember all these things. You want to find inspiration. You want to take a coach or a class. You want to have powerful reasons that you're aware of why you want your goal. Any urges to quit, just be aware of it ahead of time so you know what you'll do for yourself. Never skip 2 days in a row. Visualize your goal clearly. Keep a journal of your goal and your action steps so you are on track. And think positive. To think positive, just choose the thoughts you're going to think. Dare to Dream was created to inspire my listeners to take steps towards their dreams and turn those goals into a reality. So I want to take this moment to just thank all the listeners out there, because I know you could be and do many things right now, but you are here. You are here. And I'm very, very grateful. So thank you for joining me on this journey and on this show. My guest today, you've heard her before, and we're having her back, and she's coming back again and again because we're doing a series. We're really bringing the best of the best of the best to you. This is the time when people really need this level of healer. So Karen Abrams, are you ready for her again? She's a master theta healer. And theta healing, in case you don't know, it's a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state, where they shift their thoughts away from limiting beliefs to positive perspectives, a process of healing that frees them from long-standing emotional burdens and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Well, Karen first came to theta healing after she watched a friend transform her life. And then curious, Karen started to work with theta healing. And as she discovered more, her life also started to completely change. And because of that, she went full force, and we're all so grateful, into theta healing. She's got quite a background anyway. UCLA graduate in psychology, and 30 years plus working with a broad range of clients, diverse environments from students, actors, writers, professionals in medicine, law, business, as well as stay-at-home moms and other theta healers. She's a certified instructor through Master Theta Healing and also a relationship expert. She has clients from all around the world, and she offers these theta healing sessions both in person in Los Angeles and also by phone. Anywhere in the world, she conducts regular classes, teleclasses, workshops. In fact, she's got something amazing coming up this summer that if you don't participate in, I don't know what to say because it's like the best deal this side of the Rockies. But she's doing a summer, sort of a school, summer school teleseries, which is totally fun. It's a little Sadie Hawkins, and you get to dictate what healing subjects you want to work on because she set up a little survey where you can say, if you sign up to do this, the course, I think you get a free call and four regular calls. You'll be part of a class. It's only $67. Oh my goodness. Run. So she's amazing. And she'll talk a little more about that later. And if you do want to know more right now, just go to DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta. She's got an amazing package for you there as well. And so it is my great, great honor to bring the fabulous Karen Abrams back to Dare to Dream.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing great, beautiful. How are you?
Very happy today. Very happy to be here.
Oh, good.
I'm all smiles. What happened?
It must be the subject.
I think it's the tea, actually. It's the tea. I put honey in my tea, so I'm hopped up.
You are?
On natural sugar, yeah. Mm. Forget it. I don't know where this is going.
Good. Okay. I like it. Karen on honey.
Yeah, really. Oof. Pretty scary.
Okay. That's your drug tonight. Karen on honey. Uh-huh. The sweetness of honey. Okay. Queen Bee.
Yes.
So for those who haven't heard you before, we've got a couple of shows and replays on my website. They can hear that's one on love and one on mother. Mm-hmm. As I was telling Karen before the show started, I've heard from people who listened, also called into her shows, got healing sessions with her on the shows. And the feedback I'm getting is, you know, it's really hard. Warming. It's touching that you are literally changing lives. I mean, this isn't even a full 1 hour theta session with you.
No, it's not. It's a quickie, but there is so much power in the group. You know, there's something about when so many people are listening and so many people are supportive, it just changes the whole thing. And it just goes up exponentially. I don't know why that is, but it's the power of that collective consciousness, you know? Mm. So, and I think that the people who come on are so ready to heal. I always say that, you know, they're at that enough already and they're ready. So they just need a little bit of, you know, a little push off the cliff and then they fly away. Mm. It's wonderful.
That's great. Well, I'm so excited that we're going to do a little more flying tonight because this is a big subject for fathers. And just give us a quick rundown before we start from your perspective of theta healing. Mm-hmm. What is it? What is it like for you in your space and what can we expect here?
Oh, what is theta healing? Okay. It is a meditation where we connect to God, source, or whatever that energy is for you. And when you connect to that energy, you actually ask God for healing. And what happens is physiologically, your brainwaves actually slow down into the theta brainwave state, which is what happens to us when we go into our dream state. And we know from hypnotherapy that that's the brainwave that they use to access your subconscious.
Is that why it feels, I don't know if everybody feels like I do. When I've been at your office, I literally cannot move. I'm so grateful I'm laying down. And when I do the radio shows, it's just like this tremendous, it's beyond an expansion, but there's something else that happens. It is incredibly peaceful, but you almost don't want to move. You almost don't.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah. I think you get into, I don't even think, I know you get into that state of bliss. Mm-hmm. Because in theta healing, we call that energy, that God or source energy, we call that like creator of all it is. They also call it seventh plane energy. All it is pure unconditional love energy. We can access it. It's in our bodies. It's around us. So that when we meditate in this way, then we're accessing all of that. And we just calm down. You know, you're in a waking sleep wave. So it is, you sort of feel like you're here and you're there. I mean, think about when you nod off to sleep. You're not here and you're not there. You're sort of floating. There's no time. You know, I've done hour sessions and it feels like 5 minutes. We've done that before. I always call those the 5 minute hours. So when you actually have 5 minutes, sometimes it even expands. Like on this show, when we do less time, it almost feels like more. It kind of stretches out. And then the other side of it is when you have long sessions, they feel very short. It's kind of fun.
Ooh. And are you also in a state of bliss while that's going on, well as we are?
Yeah, definitely, because my brainwaves slow down into that same state also, and I'm connecting to that energy also. And that's why I'm never drained afterwards. And one of the things that's so wonderful about this work is the process of the meditation and coming back from the meditation is that you get out of that person's space. And I'll talk about that. I'll say, when I go into the meditation and we have a caller, and I'll say, can I come into your space? They have to say yes in order for that energy to come through their crown chakra into their body so that it can access their brainwaves, and their subconscious mind. And nothing can be done to them without their own permission. This is all just forms of unconditional love that are coming to you, loving perspectives. You know, we're pulling traumas and resentments and negative energy, and we're putting in positive energy. We're putting in love. We're putting in support. We're putting in that feeling, that sense of comfort and safety and all of those things. But if there's anything there's something you don't want, you just say no. You don't have to get it. So, and that's the other thing is if I say come into your space or I'm giving these energetic downloads, which is the way the process works within a session, is that you are saying yes or no to this. And if you say yes out loud, and I like people when they're on the radio to say yes out loud, even when you're at home and we can't hear you, because it's allowing this energy to come in, and it's a way of acknowledging that you're giving your permission.
Great. Okay, so that's a good point. When we have a caller who's going to work with you, when you ask them, can I come into your space, it is important that they verbally out loud say yes if they intend yes.
Right. But when you're doing sessions also, you can say it quietly, or it's already a given. Like when we're in the office and we're doing work together, you don't always have to say yes. I know that you've already given permission. So, but in this case, it's a really good way to go.
Great. Well, let's get into it. The subject tonight is father, which is vast.
You think?
I think it means your father. Yes. I think it means also being a father.
Right.
I think there's father-daughter relationships, father-son relationships, a father-in-law, and married to someone who is a father.
Right.
That's pretty huge playing field.
Yeah, it's huge. I think that fathers are the ones who really help us. We talked about mothers last time, and I think moms, when you go out into the world, it's how you feel about yourself, you know, your sense of loving yourself, your sense of being loved, and how you love others. And I believe that fathers are the way that you walk out into this world. And like you were talking about, I was thinking about this just when you were talking about goals, you know, and setting goals and those sorts of things. How was your dad when he was out in the world? What kind of dad was he? Was he somebody who, you know, took the bull by the horns and went forward? Was he kind and gentle? Was he victimized and thought the world owed him something? I mean, there's a lot of combinations. We're just human beings. We come in the way we do and we react the way we do. So you get who you get. And then you go and you don't get upset. And then you go from there and you try to learn from what their experience is. And they're either a teacher in a very obvious way, in a very positive way. And sometimes they're opposite teachers where, you know, they were feeling insecure. And one of the things you were meant to learn is to be secure with yourself and to love yourself regardless of what other people are doing or modeling. So there's a lot of places to go with that. And especially the other thing is with love, you know, when we talked about love, was that, you know, if you get together with a man, that you're most likely to transfer how you feel about your father onto your male mate. Now, it can be that if your father is the most, you know, intense relationship, that it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a man or a woman. But that's a real easy transference to happen. So you got to be ready for that. And you got to be conscious about it so that you understand what's really going on.
Mm. Hearing you say all that, I feel so fortunate. Somewhere between the work I've done and the choices I've made, considering where I came from, that I'm doing as well as I am in the relationship and the career and the goal department. So thank you, God.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And speaking of God, here's the other thing I was contemplating. If we're going to talk about the subject of father, I realized, what about God? Because so many people call that energy Father God.
Right.
So are there, because one of the things you say when you go into the theta healing state is you ask, can I give you God's perspective on that?
Right.
So can we clear up right here at the get-go any inherent issues for anybody out there listening around that? Can we start the show clearing all of the Father God problems that may exist for people?
When we're talking about that pure seventh plane energy that we talk about in theta healing, we're just saying it's pure unconditional love. So I call that God, you can call that creator, whatever your name is. So it's not a masculine or a feminine energy, it's just pure love energy. And that's what I'm talking about.
So nothing,
it doesn't have a masculine or a feminine, you know, sometimes I'll say he or probably more say he than any other thing, and probably just because I'm used to that from old religious, you know, education when I was younger. But in general, I just usually say creator or God and keep any masculine or feminine pronouns out of it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's addressed then. So for anybody listening, if that existed in your space, just know that from where Karen is coming and from the theta healing work she does, there is not that.
Right,
it is just an energy that is nothing like we have here where we have gender bias that doesn't even come in. So I'm going to skip right into questions. And I had somebody who wrote in here. I only have initials. DT.
Oh, I know who that is. Can't believe they called in.
Oh, God. She's... Oh, you see why this is fun? This is great. This is
good
great.
Old DT. How's DT doing?
DT's got some questions.
All right, DT.
And the question is, I had an absent father. I notice now with men that in relationship, I am looking to be taken care of financially. In fact, if I were to be honest, I'd say I have difficulty taking care of myself around money. Is this because of my father not being around and my mother not being good with money herself? I'd like to be free of this from my space and my life completely. Can you assist me with this?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So is DT, and everybody out there, remember that you're going to get your version of this. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Shall I answer for?
Yeah, you should be the answerer.
Yes.
Say yes. Okay, you did it. Okay, here we go. And we're just holding that space for everybody. Okay. And a lot of people had absent fathers. That's very common because the way that they were taught, especially that generation, they were taught to love their children was to work and support and not necessarily be emotional support. So there we go. So let's give you God's understanding of your father. Everybody just say yes to that in their heads, in their hearts. There we go. And let you know why he was absent. There we go. What was really going on versus what you thought was going on. Because kids, you know, children live in their own universe, and you're just a player in their universe. I have a child now, so now I understand that from a different perspective. But one of the things that happens is we think if our parents aren't up to snuff on something, like they're not around, what did I do wrong? Mm. Right? What's wrong with me that this is happening? So let's give you God's understanding of that. And the belief that there's something wrong with you, and that's why your dad's not here. And let's have God change that and give you the truth. And let's give you God's understanding on who you truly are from God's perspective. There we go. Yay. And there's a little bit of, there's a safety issue here. So let's give you God's definition of safety and let you know what that feels like. There we go. That's going in. And you can feel it. Now, sometimes you can feel this energy and sometimes you don't. But as long as I'm witnessing it, it's occurring. And that's my job, actually. Be the big old witness. Here we go. And let's go back to whatever lifetime and whatever level that you began to feel unsafe or believe you were unsafe. And have God change that there, that first time. Okay? And give you the truth of that you are safe. And also give you what we call God's definition of discernment. So that you know when you are safe. Because it's appropriate to know when that is true also. You don't want to just blindly run through an alley, right? There we go. So you have discernment. And then let's show you how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out. From God's perspective, and know what that feels like. Good. And the big thing here, how to accept yourself for who you truly are from God's perspective. And what that feels like, knowing that. And also, let's let that go in for a second here. And also how to love your father unconditionally from God's perspective without it harming you, without feeling abandonment. There we go. And let's show you what your father's unconditional love and support feels like from God's perspective, from his highest potential. And remember, he may not have ever been able to show that to you because he never learned. But it's there. We all have a highest potential somewhere out there. Okay? So let's let you feel that from God's perspective, his highest potential, his highest unconditional love and support for you. And let's feel that. Good job. Nice. Okay, and let's just have God heal all that abandonment energy. There we go. And all we say, these soul fragments, we do the healing. What happens is when somebody hurts you, that you give up little pieces of your soul, of your light to them, and they give them up to you. So that when we do a healing and we exchange the soul fragments, they go back up into that pure love energy, get cleaned and washed, you get yours back, they get theirs back, we're all happy. And that's why when somebody hurts you, you feel like there's a hole, you know, or somebody breaks your heart. There we go. And let's just have, well, let's watch this for a second. Wow. And show you how to stand on your own 2 feet from God's perspective and know what that feels like. There we go. And know that it's okay. And that you're okay to do that. There we go. And then we'll just do one teeny, teeny, tiny little thing more. Wherever it was, whatever level, whatever lifetime that you began to believe you were unworthy of God's love, let's have God change that from there and give you the truth that you are made of love. It takes a good sperm, it takes a good egg, and when the egg is fertilized, there's a little spark. And that's that pure unconditional love, so we tend to call that the third ingredient. That's in every cell of your body. So you are worthy of this love because it's in every cell of your body and you're made of it. And if you make your decisions from this place of being worthy of loving yourself unconditionally from the inside out, you're going to get all the support you need because support is bringing in the right help at the right time, the right person at the right time, the right information at the right time, the right TV show, you know, magazine article, headline, anything. It's going to come to you. And the last thing here, even though I said that was the last thing, is I feel like I'm alone, and that's what that happened. And so wherever that began, let's have God let you know how connected you truly are, give you the truth of that, that we're all connected. From what I understand on the subatomic level, we are literally all connected. Every butterfly, every hairbrush, every person, every dog. There we go. And then just let you know who you are from God's perspective with all of those changes. All right, DT, that should be good for you. And just let that come on in. And notice what's easier and lighter after this.
I have a meaningful quote from Charles Kettering that reads, "Every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice."
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Wow.
Big. So we are going to take a... We are going to take a break and enjoy this song. This is called "Those Who Dare to Dream." We're going to be back in just a moment. And when we do come back, we do have a caller. Those Who Dare to Dream.
Imagine questions for the progress of man. The future belongs to those who aren't afraid to challenge what we know, to push the human mind farther than we ever fathomed it could go. What we learn tomorrow could change the way we see so many things. History is made every day by those who dare to dream. We know the sweet taste of victory, the bitter heartbreak of defeat, but still we must rise above it all. There is such a vast unknown to explore beyond our earthly home. It isn't just our job, it is our call. The future belongs to those who aren't afraid to challenge what we know, to push the human mind farther than we ever fathomed it could go. What we learn tomorrow could change the way we see so many things. History is made every day. History is made every day by those who dare to dream.
I'd like to invite you all to a little thing called magic. It's you. You're the magic in the world. You know what? You got to know your magic, because how many times have you driven someplace and got there before you should have? How many times have you had something show up in your life that you really wanted just as if it was by magic? You're the creator of all that. So, magic, you are it, be it. It's a book. It's a possibility. And check out magic, you are it, be it.com.
Oh yeah, uh-huh, get down, groove y'all.
Hey, welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger on the Dare to Dream radio show. If you're tuning in, baby, you are here for a healing. We're having a healing. That's right. And it is a master theta healing with our guest tonight, Karen Abrams. If you want to know more about what she does, if you want to take a look at the special package she put together just for this particular series, I actually have it. I've been listening to it. And thank you, by the way. Thank you for your package, I want to say right off the bat, because there are days when I've just had to, first thing in the morning, start listening to you. I get a little piece of Karen that travels with me. And these MP3s, I'm not even, you have to go check it out, because the subjects, it's everything you could want, from sleep to grief to work to etc. Go to DeborahDashinger.com. That's DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta. Now, also, Karen has put together a special teleclass coming up. So, Karen, tell us about that. What are you offering? What can people expect? And where can they go?
I just have to first tell you that it's been a long time since I've done this. I've always done healings, but this is a group healing. Is that meaningful music for me?
I think that was angels approving of your teleclass.
I need more understanding music, just, you know. But actually what I'm going to do is I am inviting you to a free 30-minute Theta Healing teleseminar. Mm. It is on June 19th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And this is for all of you who are interested in Theta Healing, want to know what it feels like to be in session. I used to, a few years back, and for a very long time before that, done monthly healing sessions with people, with folks in the room. Mm. And I've taken a couple of years, a 2 or 3 year break, and it just came to me that this would be a great thing to start up again. So I want you to come to a free 30-minute Theta Healing. Like I said, it was June 19th at 7 p.m. And just so you know, between you, me, and the lamppost over here, I'm going to offer you something. It's called Summer Healing Circle, okay? And what that is it's going to be 3 group teleconferences in June, July, and August, 1 a month.
Oh, good.
It's 75 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of Theta Healing. We're going to do a live healing on the call. We're going to do some Q&A, and I'm going to do a lot of group healing on people. Mm. And this was your idea, and I really liked it a lot. It's going to be based on your requests. When you sign up for this thing, when you sign up for this teleconference, I don't know what to say about thing. When you sign up for it, there is a place for you to put in your top 3 issues that you would like healed this summer.
Oh.
And I will take those all into account. And we will have subjects, topics for each one, for each month. And since it's going to be on the phone and on the web, everybody can access it. And even if you can't do the time that I have it on, everyone gets an MP3.
Oh, what a
okay?
deal, man.
So if you sign up for the free thing, I did it again. I can't get away from that word. It's such a great
every
noun.
Every time she says thing, I'm going to say teleclass, Karen's summer teleclass.
Ixnay on the ingthay. Yeah, so when you sign up, you can, and I'm going to give you the link, you can just sign up and listen to that. And if you feel motivated after that to be a part of our class, then you can come and do this. It's going to be a really incredible experience. And I'm really looking forward to, once again, that really huge group experience that makes those live healings, you know, 1,000 times more powerful.
Synergy. Synergy
yeah,
is so
synergy.
Potent.
It's really great. And let me give you the link on that. It's similar to the one that you just got for the MP3 package, which is the 25 MP3 package, except this one starts with Think Theta. THINK theta THETA.com/ summer healing circle.
Okay. So thinktheta.com/ summer healing circle.
Right.
And that's $67, mm-hmm. 3 1 hour, 15-minute theta healing teleconferences that she calls things, and one free 30-minute, which is awesome. I love that you do that, by the way. That's such a gift that you allow people to have an experience, and then they know they can make an informed choice about whether they want to move forward.
Right.
So, y'all, I don't know. In my world, it doesn't get much better than that, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. And we'll announce it again at the end.
Wonderful.
And that's thinktheta.com, Summer Healing Circle with Karen Abrams. And I want to bring, I know we've got a caller who's been patiently waiting. So let's bring the caller on. Again, the subject is fathers, any amalgam of that word. And we've got a caller by the name of Eliza. So Eliza, welcome to the Dare to Dream show with Debbie and Karen. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What can we do for you today?
Well, my question was, how can I get to a point in my relationship with my dad where we have a mutual understanding? Because our relationship is very oppositional. You know, when I'm in a good mood, when I'm coming at my dad from a loving place, then he seems to come at me from a very more closed off and defensive position, and then vice versa.
Okay.
So I just want to know how we can get on the same wavelength of love, you know, at the same time consistently.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I come in your space and we'll start doing some theta with you?
I think that's
great. And I think that's a very, very common issue that we have with our dads. So here I come. And anybody else, if you want me to come into your space, just say yes in your living room.
Yes.
Or in your radio studio. Here we go. Okay, Eliza, here we go. Okay. So this has been going on a long time. Clearly. So we're going to go back to the beginning here, if that's okay with you, Eliza. Let's give you God's understanding of who you are from God's perspective. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And we're going to do some basic stuff just to make sure that you can keep this healing and any other healing, and it'll help what's going on with you also, okay?
Okay.
Good, okay. So first let's give you God's definition of unconditional love. Is that good?
Here
it comes. Good. Okay. Wonderful. And let's give you what unconditional love from God's definition feels like, and let that go through every cell of your body. There we go. Good. Okay. And let's show you how to receive unconditional love, because this seems like a big barrier between you and your father. So is that okay if God shows you how to do that?
Yeah.
Good. Here it comes. And let's show you what that feels like also. Okay, there it is. All right, and you have some of this stuff. You're blaming yourself. This comes from just, like we said, being a little tyke, you know, and you're thinking, what's wrong with me? Because my dad treats me this way, or my dad doesn't understand me. And so let's give you God's understanding on that, that you have this very old belief. It might even be beyond your lifetime, that there's something wrong with me, and let's have God change that for you and let you know the truth, okay? And then the other thing you have, which is a very popular one, I'm not enough. I am not enough. So wherever that began, whatever lifetime, whatever level, let's have God go back to then and change that and give you the truth that you are always enough because you are infinite. There we go. You are always enough. And let's see know what it feels like to always know that you're always enough. There we go. And remember, this has been handed down from generation to generation, so everyone had the other opinion of themselves. Also, most parents, grandparents, and going back, self-love wasn't a real big, you know, bestseller, right? No one was thinking about that. We were thinking about surviving. So it wasn't really about how you felt about yourself. It was how you survive in the world. So God's going to let you know what it feels like to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out. And we're going to do this all levels, all lifetimes, so that all of your ancestors have that. And know that this goes to your dad, too, if he chooses to take it unconsciously. or his higher self decides to take it. And understand that the way that you change will change the dynamic of your relationship with him. So he may not know, you know, what that you did a healing or you did anything, but he just notices you're a little different and he reacts differently. There we go. And it looks like, I have to say, that he's butt heads a lot with his dad. I kind of feel like that's a big deal. So he knows that type of relationship.
Sure.
Yeah. So he knows that type of relationship real well, and he's been trained very, very thoroughly in that sort of way of relating to somebody that just trying to lock horns. So is it okay if God changes that pattern for you with him and heals that pattern?
Yes.
And let's give you God's definition of what support is and let you know what that feels like and what his support from his highest potential is. Remember, he may not have ever been able to show you what this is because he may not know what it really is. But it's there because we're giving it to you. And we'll show you what his support, his unconditional support from his highest potential feels like. And what his unconditional love feels like. And let you know that it's safe for you to receive his love and his unconditional love without being harmed by it. Good. And that's going to bring in the whole thought about healthy boundaries. So let's give you God's definition of that. And especially with families, you know, that's the place of least boundaries, right? Because you wake up with them in the morning, you go to bed with them at night, right? They see you at your best and your worst. So how long does it take us to realize that our siblings are human beings? About 2 decades? You know, some people never get that. Okay, so here we go. And to give you God's understanding of your father and his upbringing and why he is the type of father he is with you. And understand all of the abuse and abandonment that he felt also. But first, let's show you how to have God's compassion for yourself. Okay? There we go. And show you what it feels like to be compassionate towards yourself. There we go. Nice. And let us show you how it's possible for you to feel compassion for your father, given what his childhood was like, without being harmed or opening yourself up in any way to be harmed by having compassion for him, okay? Good. Okay. And let's let you know what it feels like to be understood by his highest potential. And know what that feels like to be understood by him from his highest potential. Know that it is already there. There we go. Good job. And let's show you how to stand up on your own 2 feet. And show you how to have a healthy relationship with him from God's perspective and what that feels like. And know that it's possible. There we go. And one of the big things also is there's a tremendous amount of rejection here. There's a lot of ancestral rejection, like his father rejected him. And so that's what he thinks love is. So let's give you God's definition of love. God's definition of healthy love. There we go. Let you know what they both feel like. And then let's release all of the rejection that you felt from him and that he felt from his father. And all the way down the line, all the children felt from their parents. There we go. And just feel that rejection leaving your body, every cell of your body, all lifetimes, all levels. And what it gets replaced with, and this is the cool thing, unconditional love of who you truly are. And a knowledge, a knowing, a deep sense of knowing who you are authentically, what your light really is. A knowing of that you are okay. You are okay as you are. And the more that you accept yourself unconditionally for who you truly are, the easier it is to be you without being harmed by that, without attracting harm to you. And let's get all of that, all of those, you know, verbal attacks from your dad. We call those psychic attacks also, meaning just these kind of throwing negative thought forms at you. And there really actually is evidence that thoughts are things. So we know he's really throwing things at you. Isn't that interesting? So let's release all of those and send them to God's light. There we go. There we go. Good job. Wonderful. Just feel that leave you. Woo! And all that abandonment energy between parent and child that goes all the way, way back, all levels, all lifetimes. Let's just heal all of that abandonment. And so that you get your soul fragments back cleaned and washed by God, and he gets his, and everybody gets their own. There we go. Whoosh. And let go of all of that abuse from those relationships. Release that to God's light. Get that replaced with unconditional love. There we go. And abuse comes out of your second chakra, out of your gut. You can feel that. I can feel that. And then as this is going, let's also release the burden of that relationship out of every cell of your body and send that to God's light. Is that okay? You've been holding this and the weight of the world has been on your shoulders, so let's have God lift that off. Enough already, okay? Just let that go. Just watch it float off you like steam after a hot shower. There we go. Nice. Good job. Woof, you feel that getting lighter? That feels really cool.
Yeah, a lot.
Debbie's really stoned right now.
You have no idea. Eliza, do you mind if I... This is Debbie. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Not at all.
You know, when you first started speaking, I heard a young voice, a young girl, gal, and then an awareness came, and I just want to check that out with you in case there's a piece here. Are you very gifted? Do you have psychic or... I feel that you're very, very gifted.
Yeah. Since a very young age, I've had a lot of... I've been very impressionable, and I pick up on a lot of different things from a lot of different people, and it affects, you know... It would a lot of times affect my self-expression, you know, through art, writing, and... It was difficult finding my sense of self and my sense of loving myself. So,
you know what's fascinating about that is that, so your voice sounds so young, but the moment you and Karen started speaking, I thought, whoa, this is the oldest soul.
Right,
this is not a young person at all.
Right.
And also I had a sense, and forgive me for stepping in with my little clairsentient two cents here, I perceived that this also contributed to what's going on in your home, to be a sensitive at your level. Almost need something, not
right.
armor, but you know what I mean? Something that will sustain her in an environment
protection,
like that.
Right.
Yes. So she knows herself.
So first of all, let's complete and finish all the vows you have. And these are unconscious agreements that you made, promises that you made, to take on your parents' energy in order to heal them. And let's have God complete and finish those so that you can let go of that energy. And you have specific ones to your father, so let's have those completed and finished also. And just take all of the energy that is your father's that does not belong to you. Let's just have that released out of your space. And you also have it because you're so intuitive and you're so sensitive. You also did the doozy of the vows to save the world and take on the world's energy in order to heal the world. Let's have God complete and finish all of those. So that's why sometimes things are so hard. Even sometimes you'll wake up and you'll go, God, it's a hard day and I don't know why. Because you're feeling the pain and the suffering of the world. So let's have God complete and finish all of those vows and any vows you have to feel the pain and suffering of the world and take it in. Okay, let's have those completed and finished and all that energy released from you, every cell of your body. so that you can hold your own space and allow others to be who they are without being harmed by their energy in any way, okay?
Okay.
There you go. And know, and I keep getting this, know that you hold your own space. God is showing you how to, what it feels like, and that you are that, okay? One of the great and powerful things about this work, and it's about a lot of different kinds of meditation also, you just hold that space open for people to be who they are, okay? And then in that acceptance, they usually calm down. And also you can allow them just to be whoever they are without being harmed by it, because you don't take it personally. So let's show you how to coexist with your dad, how to have a healthy relationship with him without being harmed by it. There you go. And what that feels like. And that it's possible for you to have this with him, and it's possible for you to love him without being harmed by him also. And without hurting yourself. There's a little bit of self-punishment in here. Because when you thought that you had done something wrong or that there was something wrong with you. So since we took care of those beliefs already, let's just release all of that energy and that pattern of self-punishment, beating yourself up. Let's change that to loving yourself unconditionally from the inside out, okay? And all that energy of beating yourself up and punishing yourself, let's have that sent straight to God's light. There we go. And let's just do a big old healing on your body. There you go. And to be able to walk in the highest expression of God in your body and know that that's who you are. There we go. Feel that? There we go. How do you feel?
Well, I feel really good. Very light, very peaceful, relaxed, calm.
Mm-hmm. That was a gift, Eliza. That was such a gift that you just gave us. Thank you.
Wonderful.
For being real.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, sweetheart. Thank you for, first of all, for showing up in this life to heal at the level you're healing, and also for the pieces, because I also got so much out of that. That was really touching and beautiful. So here we are towards the end of the show, and how beautiful to attract people like that and, mm-hmm. and experiences like that. Did you know that the movie director Steven Spielberg actually had father issues? His dad was a computer engineer who Spielberg described as a workaholic, and his parents his father actually gave Steven his first movie camera, and Spielberg talked about his parents' divorce and how it inspired in 1982 E.T. And if you notice through all his movies, he always has some kind of issue with the parents, some kind of marital split. So he was always working out his father issues through his movies. And it was very interesting because, as it turns out, his mother was actually the one who asked the father to leave. But throughout his whole life, he blamed his father anyway.
Wow.
He really stuck to that story until there was a reconciliation. And now for many decades, he's had a very good relationship with him. So, you know, we're not alone. This affects everybody. And what do you want, Karen, listeners to take away here at the end from the Dare to Dream show?
What do I want? I want you to notice what's better, easier, and lighter because of the work that we just did. Because what we focus on expands, it grows, and you'll notice that the more that you focus on what's lighter, the lighter that you get. And especially like with Eliza, notice what's easier about your relationship or our relationships with our father. Notice how we accept them so much more than we did before, and how that affects the dynamic of the relationship. And how all of this is really a projection of how we love ourselves. You know, on a soul level, we choose our parents, right? And sometimes we make choices that seem like, you know, they're opposite teachers, and sometimes we do it and they're positive teachers. So sometimes we get one of each, you know, or we don't get any, or we get both of each. So it's just important to remember that everything comes back to this being worthy of love, and being worthy of your own love to yourself, and how that reflects out into your relationships in the world.
And again, for Karen's series, including the free 30-minute healing, it's thinktheta.com/summerhealingcircle. And a special thanks to my guest, Karen Abrams. As you can see, every show is so different, but so, so, so beautiful and life-changing. For more information, if you want to see her other package she put together, really is a gift to us, go to deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. And I end today's show with this quote from Jerry Lewis. When I was a kid, I said to my father one afternoon, "Daddy, will you take me to the zoo?" He answered, "If the zoo wants you, let them come and get you."
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?